Hey friend, it's Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. Let's talk some story. Kyrie Irving opted into his player option with the Brooklyn Nets, so he will be in Brooklyn this next season. It was $36.5 million. He had a list of teams that he would like to play for in a sign and trade if this wasn't the case, right? If he didn't opt into his player option. And those teams were the Lakers, the Clippers, the Knicks, the Heat, the Mavericks, and the 76ers, which is kind of comical. The fact that the 76ers are on that list, given the fact that the Nets and the 76ers both had disgruntled superstars. They basically just swapped disgruntled superstars who forced their way out of the team. Namely being James Harden forcing his way out of Brooklyn and Ben Simmons forcing his way out of Philadelphia. The fact that Kyrie would then say, I want to go play with James Harden and Joel Embiid in Philly is pretty interesting to me. The only team that was interested was the Lakers. That should have been a red flag right off the bat because the Lakers just did this, did they not? I mean, they just did this with Russell Westbrook. It was a catastrophic failure, cataclysmic, and who took the blame? It wasn't LeBron. You know, it was Frank Vogel who got fired and Russell Westbrook who became the scapegoat for the entire season. So it's not that surprising that Kyrie Irving decided to stay in Brooklyn. Now, with that said, why should we care? That is a brilliant question. The reason why we should care is because I'm very curious to see what it does, what this next year and all the noise and drama and whatever Kyrie decides to do, how that affects Kevin Durant. He's the key here if I'm Brooklyn. Let me take you back to 2019-2020. And there's a reason I sigh here is because this story is not really a story about basketball, which saddens me. It grieves me, actually. It's a story about theater and drama, but we must tell it. I must sing this tale, so just bear with me on our walk. 2019-2020, Kyrie Irving signs a four-year, $136 million contract with Brooklyn. He was the first. He was the corner piece. If you think about a puzzle, he was the first corner piece that you found. Oh, we found Kyrie. Remember, he's one of the most talented players I've ever seen play basketball. He won a championship in Cleveland with LeBron. There was a short-lived Boston Celtics experiment that did not go well. He was not a very good franchise player for them. And then Jason Tatum clearly emerged as the guy. Kyrie exited. And here we go. A new start, a fresh start in Brooklyn. What happens next is fascinating. Kevin Durant joined the team the very next year. The reason why this is so fascinating is because we see, like in football, for instance, Tom Brady's a great recruiter. Like, Gronkowski came out of retirement to play with Tom Brady and they won a Super Bowl. And everyone wants to play with Tom Brady, right? Everyone wants to play with LeBron James. LeBron, it's like he's a phenomenal recruiter as well. But I think we often sleep on the fact that Kyrie Irving, like everyone wants to play with Kyrie. Kevin Durant left a Golden State dynasty. I mean, a dynasty. He won Finals MVP. He won the championship. And he could have been, you think about that team, they just won again. The Warriors just won again. So the fact that like he would leave Golden State to go play with Kyrie in Brooklyn after winning the Finals MVP is just, I think that speaks volumes about how good of a recruiter Kyrie Irving is. And then you add on James Harden leaving Houston, who invested every single resource they possibly had to try to make it work for him. He leaves Houston to go play with Kyrie and Kevin Durant. So Kyrie Irving, like, he's an amazing recruiter. He got two of the NBA's best players to come to Brooklyn to play with him. But the fact of the matter is availability has plagued Kyrie due to injury and most recently the vaccine mandate. So there's no continuity with any of these Brooklyn teams that featured Kyrie as a prominent corner piece. Despite the fact that he brought other incredible corner pieces to this puzzle, there's just no continuity. We're having trouble separating the colors, the blues and the greens. We just don't know where anything goes. It's like one of those landscapes where everything looks the same. It's not going well. Which then resulted in James Harden forcing his way out of Brooklyn to join Philadelphia. But then they got Ben Simmons, who forced his way out of Philadelphia to join Brooklyn. So you're thinking, okay, well, it's still a super team, you know? The reason why this upcoming season is so interesting is because in 2023, Kyrie Irving is an unrestricted free agent. He'll only be 31 years old at that point, so he's still going to be in his prime. Will the Nets give him a long-term deal? I think the ultimate question is why would they, given the lack of availability? Kyrie has not been able to give that stability to Brooklyn. Since he was the first superstar, the team, I think, takes on his capricious nature, which then results in a lack of stability for the entire organization, which then results in this lack of continuity, which then results in no championships. So unless Kyrie shows the organization that he wants to be a stable cornerstone, a corner piece for them, then why would they give him a long-term deal? Which then sets up this entire year-long drama, which we're going to talk about in depth, I'm sure. Will they or will they not offer him a long-term extension? And what does that do to Kevin Durant, the guy that he recruited to come join him in Brooklyn? I'm Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. I'd love to hear what you think. Please reach out to me on social media using the hashtag CoreyStory.